Jesus is ready and waiting. After a few moments of pure enjoyment, as I danced and sang nearby the pond, the Lord took me back to the White Palace, where I changed into the clothing I was wearing when He took me to heaven. Then we walked back to where we had landed on the mountain, covered with trees and green bushes.
"We're going back to Earth,"
the Lord said. He took my hand again, and we began to fly from the heavenly firmament to Earth. We went back to the place where we had begun this particular journey, the beautiful, peaceful beach along which we had strolled before. Jesus said,
"My daughter, now you know how special you are to me. I want you to remember, it took me a long time to prepare you, to bring you to my kingdom, to show you these things so you could tell the word."
I nodded my agreement with what He was telling me. The Lord continued,
"I want you to remember everything I tell you and show you. Make sure you write everything down. I will make sure everyone understands all the things that I show and tell you."
This part of His message lifted the heavy load of responsibility that I had been feeling since He first told me that I had been chosen to do His work. Now I knew that He would simply speak through me and reach out to others. I only had to be willing to be used by Him. There was nothing hard about that, after all that I had experienced and seen. Jesus went on,
"Many people think I'll never come for them. But I tell you, I'm coming sooner than they think."
When He said this, the tone of His voice changed. He seemed to be almost angry, or at least I sensed a great urgency in His words. It was a warning. It was a message I had to share, and share now. The end times are truly upon us. Jesus is coming soon. I believe the Lord is ready for His people, but His people are not ready for Him. He sounds very urgent. This is why I must get this message out. I have no alternative. I simply must obey the Lord. People need to be warned that the coming of the Lord is near. People need to get ready for His second coming by repenting of their sins and receiving Him into their lives. The Bible is very clear about this. "But as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1:12-14. Jesus, the living Word of God, was telling me to go quickly and tell others that He is soon to return. That's what He meant when He said,
"We have a lot of work to do.